We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Amud Aleph. We're starting from the top of the Amud. The Gemara here is going on the Mishnah that says the Shir Etzah is Dyayim. The Shir Etzah for Ink is Shtei Oisius, Geluchtav Shtei Oisius. And the Gemara brings a Raisa, Shtei Oisius with Dyayim, two Oisius with ink, two Oisius with Kulmus, two Oisius if the ink is already in the pen, and two Oisius with Kalmarin, two Oisius if the ink is in the ink well. So Rashi says the first case of Dyay is Dyay Yavesh. You're carrying the dough in your hands because it's dried out. The Taisa Rosh says, Lainhira, because dough yavish, you can't write with it. And enem tereach, legabel dough lichter sheasius, you wouldn't be matriach to go and mix the dough yavish with water to make just two isius. So the share of dough yavish would be more than two isius. El, it's b'dough lach, it's already ready to write with, but you're carrying it in your hand. Chayyim, Rashi argues, Rashi holds that a person would be tereach legabel diyay to write two oisius. Then sound muchrich what the Teis Rosh is saying. And Mustama Rashi holds that diyay lach, the derech is not to carry diyay lach in your hand. It'll be a tzah shalik a derech, it'll be pater. Now the Rambam says a chiddush. The Rambam peg a ches halach a tes. He says, Amaitzi diyay ala kulmis, then it's shiroi k'dei lich der menish dey oisius. But if you haitzi diyay b'fnei atzmai, ay b'keses, if you just take the diyay by itself, that's shteyesis b'diyay, or the keses, shteyesis b'kalmrim, tzorek shibi yeser al zeh. There has to be more. Why? K'dei sheyalim enu ala kulmus k'dei lukta shteyesis. You can't put all the diyay into the kulmus. Some of it's going to be left. You have to have enough diyay that you can get two oisis into the kulmus. The Magamish is medayik that Rashi doesn't hold like the Rambam, because Rashi says, kol heichad demafik leishirik shteyesis. Since Rashi says Kalaimar, it's always Shteyesis, Smashman's the same Shir. The Miri brings the Makari to the Rambam from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says it. But the Miri held that the Bavli argues. Since the Bavli didn't read it out, the Bavli's hole is not like the Yishalmi. Rashi says the Rambam held that it could stem with the Bavli. The Bavli also can mean Shteyesis, meaning a practical Shteyesis that you can end up writing. Ben Hanan on the side also says, like the Rambam, that you need more Diyai to be able to write the two Isis. Now the Gemara is a Shiloh. What if you have one ice in the Diyai, one ice in the Kulmus, one ice in the Kalman, and then it's Tarif? The Gemara says, take it, it's a Suffolk, if then it's Tarif. And Taisa is saying, it's Mashmif, two ices in two different Kulmusin, that would Zichah be Mitztarif. Shiloh, what's the Gemara Shiloh? Why shouldn't it be Mitztarif? So I have a Chreinim, Lechsam Sefer, the Svasem, the Lashain Azov. They say, Lefi the Rambam, it's good. The Rambam that says that you need a different shear, the shear of the diyay in your hand, and the shear of the diyay in the keses needs enough of a shear to get two oisius on the kulmus. So it's a different shear than the two oisius on the kulmus. So since it's loy shavu b'shirayu, maybe it's not mitzdarif. That's the Gemara Suffolk. I think it's a little bit shver. Lamaisa, the shear is shteyesius. The shear is practically to write shteyesius. Let's say you have a chatzi gregus of unprocessed wheat, which you have to take out the surban and the mursim v'chuli, and you have another chatzi gregus of processed wheat, which is already done. So then it wouldn't be mitzdarif. I mean, the shear is a gregus. Here also the shear is shteyesius. It's just a shal of how much it takes to get you to shteyesius. L'chari, the Gemara suffix is that the ink has a different tachlis mistama. When it's in a kulmus, it's all ready to write. And when it's in your hand, according to Rashi, it's the yoyavish, you have to be megabalit. And when it's in the kalmarin, it could be stored that way. So, I mean, that's the Gemara Shaila. Now, Rashi asks the Kasha, why wouldn't you be chayiv for taking out the kulmus? The kulmus itself should be chayiv. So Rashi brings, it's like when you take eichlam, pachas, mikasher, and the kli, the Mishnah says, you potter even on the kli, because the kli is tuffel. Here also the kulmus is tuffel to the ink. So the Ksam Sefer points out, and Lechai very richtig, Rashi didn't ask on the Kalmarin, because that was like Pashit, that the Kasis of Sefer, the Kalmarin, the inkwell, is tafel to the ink. But the Kulmus is much bigger Chiddush, because the Kulmus you need for writing, it's one of the Kalim that you need. It's not just the container, it's not just the holder of the ink, it's a container, it's the Kalim you need to write it. So the Svasemis is not bothered. Why is it tuffel? I mean, it's one of the things you need. You need ink, you need a pen. What's that? Because the pen should be bottled to the ink. So the Ksam Sefer says it's smart. It's only because it's pachas mikashir. And that would answer Rashi. Why Rashi brought it here? Why didn't Rashi say it in the beginning? When it says shtei oisius b'kulmus, why didn't Rashi say you should be chayiv on the kulmus? Because there you have a whole shear of ink. So there, the kolmes is not going to be batel. That's not the teretz there. The kolmes won't be batel to the ink, because you need both. Now there, the teretz could be that maybe you never made hanach on the kolmes. You took the kolmes, and then you wrote the like the next member of Rava. You wrote the ink while you were walking, so that's a hanach on the diyay. But the kolmes you never made hanach, so that's the case. Now shtei oisis bekolmes. But for ois achas, it's much harder to make such a hechetimsa, because if you're having an ois achas bekolmes, and then you put down the ois achas bekli, and the ois achas bekolmes, you don't put down the kolmes, you just write the ois and you bring the kolmes with you, it's a much very hechetimsa. So that's where Rashi says, dafka when it's pachas mikashir, then the kolmes could be bottled to the ink, because you're not going to really use the kolmes for this ink alone. So he says, in that oifen, the kolmes doesn't have the chshivas of the itzah. If you could use the kolmes with the ink, then they're both chashiv, and the kolmes wouldn't be bottled to the ink. But if the kolmes only has a pachas mikashir, so the kolmes, just like the pachas mikashir, wouldn't have chashivas, the kolmes, which can only be used for the pachas mikashir, wouldn't have the chashivas either, and mele you'd be potter. Now the Gemara goes right, the Rava says, if you take the ink and you write it while you're walking, you're chayiv, because ksivasan zuya nechasan. Taisus on Daf Kuf Bezim and Aleph, and in other places, Krisus Daf Yadalad, he brings this as a makar. The Gemara is mavur that when you swallow something, you're walking, you're eating something in Rishus HaYachad, and you walk out to Rishus HaRam, and you swallow in Rishus HaRam, the Gemara says, Yechayiv, because Bliyasan Zuya Nechasan, he says, even though you're still walking, it's the same thing like Sivasan Zuya Nechasan. Since it becomes bottled to the guf, that's called the Hanacha. The Chazenish, in Simon Kofei Aizvav, he says he wants to learn from there. Let's say someone's walking with a beged and he puts the beged on him in Rishus HaRabim, he'd be chayiv. That's also called the Hanacha, because it becomes batel to the guf. I saw the Sefer Pnei HaShabbos, the Heintiger Sefer, he brings down also from the Tshuva Eretz Tzvi, the same Yesaid. He said, let's say someone's walking out in Rishus HaRabim and he finds, he has his handkerchief in the pocket. So what should he do? He doesn't want to be Aivan Aitzah. So they go and then they wrap it on their hands, like that's how they wear it. So now he's not going to be Eivan Eitzah. But he says, no, Avada, that wouldn't work, because just like Sivas is Uanechasei, and just like when you swallow something, that's Hanacha. So Hu Adin, when you put the beggar on and wear the beggar, that's called the Hanacha. So I sort of play R.A.S. on the Chazanish and Eretz Tzvi, that tells earlier that Fehman Beis brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you put the eggers on the Mayim, that's not anacha, because the eggers didn't land. It's still moving around in the water. You put the eggers on the kli, and the kli is in the water, then the Gemara is a suffix, if that's a hanacha. And then the kli is moving. So Taisha says, it's dafka because the kli in the water, that's a derech, to place the kli on the water, and the eggers in the kli, that's a derech. That's why it could be called the hanacha. Mashengen, if somebody's walking and holding a kli, and he puts something down in the kli while he's walking, that's not called the hanacha. So Taisha asks Akasha, why is it different than writing the diyot? We have an agamara here in Daf Pei. When you write the two oisius in your hand while you're walking, it's called the hanacha. So how come when you put something in a kli, it's not called the hanacha? So Taisha says there, it will remain there forever. You're putting the letter on the paper, the letters, the diyot on the paper is going to remain there forever. Mashenke, when you put something in a kli you're holding in your hand, it won't remain there forever. That's not called the hanacha, because the kli is moving because you're moving it. So Taina the Pnei Shabbos. So why is the Chazanish and Eretz Tzvi Neman that if I'm holding a garment and I'm putting it on myself, I'm wearing it, that's called the Hanach. It's not going to remain there forever. Taisin that famous base says it's daft because the ink is going to remain there forever. But I think the pshat's like this. There's the Hanach that it's munach in its place is only if the place is stationary. That's what Taisin is saying. If you're taking a kli and you're moving the kli, if it's by water, so it's a derech to be there, then it's called stationary. Mashen Kain, if you're moving the kli with your hand, so that's not hanacha in the kli, because it's not called munach in the place. But there's another type of hanacha that it becomes this battle there. That's kufa da hanacha. That's why Taisa shtelt su, the swallowing to the ink. That if it becomes this battle to the place, even though it's not munach on the place, but it's this battle to the place, that itself is a different type of hanacha. So ink on a paper is only this battle there because it'll stay there forever. Same thing, the food that you eat, it becomes a part of you. It's this battle there. So who then, when you put on a garment, tainet the chazish and the eretz tzvi, the pshat is you're not carrying it anymore. It's this battle to your guf. It's not called carrying. So that goof is the hanacha. Just like the ink, when you write it on a paper, now you're not carrying the ink anymore. If you might see a paper with ink on it, you're not chayiv on the ink. The ink is bottled to the paper. And when you swallow a food, so you're not carrying it anymore. It's bottled to your goof. After you swallow the food, you're allowed to go out. You're not called carrying the food. The food is bottled to the goof. Who would then, when you put on a beged, even though it's not going to be there forever, but the beged's a male in a bottle because it's called the levisha. It's not called that you're carrying it. The idea that it becomes this battle, that's alein is anacha. That's the state in the sugya you said. Pralding you said. Now let's go weiter. Rava said, if you might see one ice and you write it, and then you might see another ice and you write it, you're potter, because by the time you took out the second one, the first one already was missing the shear. And he says a similar thing. If you take out a chatzi gregoris and you put it down, and you take out another chatzi gregoris, and if you picked it up before, you picked up the first chatzi gregoris before you put down the second chatzi gregoris, it's as if a kelev ate it or was nishrafa. It can't be mitzdarif to the shir if it's no longer munach. So the Prima Gadim, in his psikah to Hilchas Shabbos, he says, he has a suffix, is that dafka by itzad is din? That the two, that the first chatzi gregoris has to be munach by the time you might see the second chatzi gregoris? Or is it by all malachas? What about if you were katzer a chatzi gregoris and it got eaten up or got burnt, and then you were katzer another chatzi gregoris? So by the time you finished the second chatzi gregoris, the first one wasn't by olam. He says, what should be the chilek other malachas than etzah? He says, because maybe etzah is a malacha geruah, so you're not chayiv unless you have the whole gregoris. The Tzatz Chaim, in Simen Yud, Sivkat Nalef, he brings a raya from a Yad Raman, Bava Basram, that is true by all malachas. The Chaya also see that from the Mi'iri here. The Mi'iri asks the Kasha here, when you eat two Chatzi Zayas, you eat a Chatzi Zayas, and then you eat another Chatzi Zayas. So by the time you ate the second Chatzi Zayas, the first Chatzi Zayas wasn't here anymore. So why are you Chayiv? So like the Mi'iri, that's how eating is. That's how you eat. When you eat it, it comes not here anymore. You can't say that it has to all be here at the same time. When you eat a Kazayas, the Pshat is, you eat a Kazayas in pieces. That's called eating. Mashenken Eitzah, if a carrot, Eitzah is that it's Munach. If it's not Munach, it's no longer Eitzah. So since the Mi'iri was Matriach to explain the difference between eating and Eitzah, Vaisus Dafke eating, you say that when it's gone, it's still mitzdarif, because that's what eating is. Mashenken Vaktsira. If it would get burnt before you kite to the other one, you'd have the same problem as by Eitzah. As always, the Mashmayus in the Mi'iri. See, Bechlal, Eitzah Malacha Geruah, explained in the beginning of the Pesach, the Naf Beis, the Chayr Eitzah Malacha Geruah means that there's no Eifdu to it. There's no Eifdu to the Eitzah. That's why there'd be a Havamin, there'd be a difference between Malacha Sani, Eitzah Sani, Eitzah is Baal Bayis, there's a difference in the Maisa. Eitzah is Ik and the Maisa, Ik is not the Eifdu. If a Kert, if the Ik is the Maisa, Ik is not the Eifdu, so if anything, you shouldn't need it to be around. The Maisa, you did the Maisa. By other malachas, where you need the eifdu, avad the chayush, you need the whole eifdu together. Otherwise, you never made a shear. You don't have a shear of the pel yetzi of the malacha. And now let's see the next gemara. The gemara says, "V'amir Rava, haitzi chatzi gregers. If he takes one half of gregers, v'nicha puts it down. V'chazav haitzi chatzi gregers avir derech halel. Chayiv, he's chayiv." So Taisa says, even if he didn't bring it derech halel, he didn't pass it over the first chatzi gregers, but he just went within three tvachim of the karka. So also he'd be chayim, because since the three tvachim of the karka is called the hanacha, so even if the two chatzi gregers aren't together, we see in the next gemara that even in two rishuyas he chayim, and Abayis says only in one rishus, balkapanim, they don't have to be together as long as they're in the same rishus. So what's the chiddush of Aviyu derech halel? That even though the second chatzi gregers is not three tvachim away from the ground, it's three tvachim away from the first chatzi gregers, you're also chayiv. So the Chasam Sofer explains that if you take a full gregers and you move it three tvachim away from a chayfetz that's on the ground, then you wouldn't be chayiv, because it's more than three tvachim off the ground. Just because it's three tvachim from a chayfetz on the ground, that's not called the anacha on the ground. It's only here because it's one etzah of two chatzi gregers that they can mitzdarif together and make it one etzah, and it blives like the whole chatzi gregers is on the ground. Hazeh you might have a kasha, the second chatzi gregers doesn't have an anacha on a makam dalad al dalad. But the Teretz says the second Chatzig Gregorus, since it's Munach on the first Chatzig Gregorus, which is Munach on the ground, it's called one big Gregorus Munach on the ground. As Vasemis asked Akasha, why did it say this Chiddush by two Chatzig Gregorus? It's exactly the same thing by one Gregorus Shalim. But the Fidus Sam Seif is learning, no, a Gregorus Shalim, the Pshat is it has to be three Tvachim off the ground. And that's not the Chiddush that Rav is saying. If it's three Tvachim, if it's within three Tvachim of the ground, it's Munach on the ground. And the Chiddush Rav is saying is that the second Chatzig Gregorus can even starve to the first Chatzig Gregorus, even though it's not within three Tvachim of the ground, as long as it's within three Tvachim of the first Chatzig Gregorus, and that's called one big Gregorus, and that whole Gregorus is Munach on the ground. That's the Chiddush of Rav. Now the Gemara says, Kasha v'amar Rav teich shleish l'rabbanan tzarech hanocha gabi mashu. That Rav has said, according to the Rabbanan, even though you're within three tefachim in the ground, it has to actually land on something. So the Gemara answers, kam b'zeirah, kam b'marver. When you throw it, even though it's within three tefachim in the ground, but as it didn't stop, it didn't land on something, so your potter, Mashen came by marver, when you're moving it with your hand, so then three tefachim off the ground is good enough, it's called the hanocha. Now there's a big sugya about this, and the ikur is in the Gemara in Perek HaZerik, on Daf Tzadik Zayin, and even more on Daf Kuf, and there's also a sugya in Erevin. Taisus talks about it. We won't go through the ikur sugya here, but just a little bit. And there's a sheet of Reb Chilki about Tuvia, which Taisus brings down, that holds not like Rava. That holds, when you throw something, this is, you have Rabbi Kiva that says, Kutu Kemishon Chadami, that as long as it's in the ear, it's called Munach. If you throw something from Rosh HaYachid into Rosh HaRabin, and it's in the ear of Rosh HaSaram, it's already called the Anacha Huadin Fakert, Kuta Kamishon Chadami. That sheet is Rabbi Kiva. Now, if Chulki Batuvia and Daf Tzadik Zayin says that that's only when it's above three Tvachim. When it's below three Tvachim, everyone agrees that you say it's Munach. So, if Chulki Batuvia doesn't hold like Rava, he holds as long as it's in the ear above three Tvachim, below three Tvachim, that's called Munach. Anything within three Tvachim is called Munach, even if it's flying through the ear. Well, like the Gemara says, Rava holds no. Taich Gimel, you need the Rabbanan, meaning the Rabbanan, the arguing Rabbi Kiva, don't hold the Kluti Kamishun Chadami, they need Anocha Gabi Mashu. But there's a Machlekes Yushenim, it's actually the Chayre Stephen Taisus Daf Pei here, Taisuv here Daf Pei, and Taisuv Daf Kuf, if it's only because it's in the ear, Taisus here and Daf Pei says it's only because it's in the ear. But if it's rolling on the ground, everyone agrees that's called the Hanocha. If it's in the ear, even though it's Teich Gimel, that's not called the Hanacha. But if it's rolling on the ground, even though it's moving, that is called the Hanacha. But Teizen Daf Kuf holds no. Even if it's rolling in the ground, it's not called Hanacha. As long as it's moving, it's not a Hanacha. It has to be stationary. If it's stopped, then it's called the Hanacha. So Kum Teis, if it's in the ear, Teich Gimel, everyone's masking according to Rav, it's not a Hanacha. But if it's rolling on the ground, that's a Machlokes Rishonim. Taisus here says it is a Hanacha, and Shitas Rashi sounds like that way. And Taisus in Daf Kuf says it's not a Hanacha, it has to actually stop. Now here the Gemara says that Mavir, if it's in your hand, then you don't have this din that you need Hanacha, and as long as it's Teich Gimel, you're walking, you're going from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim, and you're holding the Chavitz in the hand, Teich Gimel to Rosh HaRabim, that would be called a Hanacha. Right, so come down. So Rabbi Kiva holds if you throw a chayfetz through Rosh HaRabim, it's called Hanacha, Kutu Kemishon Chadami. Rav Chilki Batuvia holds the Rabbanan and ask him that Teich Gimel, when you throw the chayfetz through Rosh HaRabim, that would be called Hanacha, even according to Rabbanan. Rava argues. When you roll the chayfetz, that's a machalikas Yushenim, if Rava argues, even in the case of rolling a chayfetz, anytime it's not stationary, or if it's on the ground, then you say it is Hanacha, even according to Rava. And here by Mather, even though you're moving it, if it's in your hand, it's called the Hanacha. So Mishas Rabaran, Simon Hay, Ice Hay, declares the Chakira. As you say, the difference between Mather and Zayrik is because Mather is called Munach. If Chalki Betuvi holds it's Munach, even if it's flying through the air, if it's Teich Gimel. And this is Svarit to say when it's rolling on the ground, it's called Munach. When it's in your hand, Teich Gimel, that's called Munach. Or is it the pshat that by mavir you don't need hanacha? Mavir yichayev without hanacha, without it being called munach. If it's teich gimel, by mavir yichayev without it being called munach. He wants him to dayek Rashi. The Rashi says, mavir leitzarech hanacha to hamancha biyodai. The yodai smucha lekark. It's munach in your hand. So that's called munach. The old chedush Yeridva, the chedush Yeran, that's milchus to the Yeridva, says even more clear. Kevin Shachavitz Munach Sas Pesach Yadi Derech Avrotz. It's Munach Sas Pesach Yadi. It's stationary. Even though your hand is moving, but the Chavitz is stationary in your hand, that's called the Hanacha. Since Rabbi Nechananel is not mashing away. Rabbi Nechananel says that Rabbi Mavi, you don't need Hanacha. So it could be you could learn that if you hold it on the ground, it doesn't need Hanacha, as long as it's on something, it doesn't have to be stationary. So then you could say the hand is like it's on the ground. Maybe that's what Rashi and the Ran mean, that if it's in your hand, then it's like it's on the ground. So it doesn't have to be stationary. As long as it's on something, when it's flying through the air, then it has to be stationary. But when it's on something, when it's rolling on the ground, it doesn't have to be stationary. Who would then, when it's in your hand, it's on something, it doesn't have to be stationary. Mashenken, according to Tesis, even when it's on the ground, it has to be stationary. So then maybe it's mustabra to say a second son, that's only by Zayir can have to be stationary. Mavir is a different type of Eitzah. By Mavir, B'chol doesn't have to be stationary. It's a Shigul Deichik to say that if it has to be stationary, being in your hand is considered stationary. But maybe you could say it. Maybe like that, you could say that being in your hand maybe is considered stationary. Like a Bana Metzor Baron's Chakira, is it the Pshat that it's called Munach because it's in your hand? Or the Pshat is that Mavir doesn't need Munach? That's how the Rebbein Echananel is more mashma. And now let's see the next sugya. Taner Rabbanan, Haitzi Chatzi Gregorius V'chazav Haitzi Chatzi Gregorius B'alamech Chaya B'shtei Elam Es Pater. And someone brings the two half Gregorius and one Helam. So the two half Gregorius are mitzdarif to be Chayiv, but the two Elam Es Pater. It's going like the man, Yom Yesh Yediyah L'chatzi Shir. And since it wasn't B'alamecha, the two Chatzi Gregorius are not mitzdarif with each other. And B'yayisem and B'alamecha B'shusach Chayiv V'shtei Rishuy Es Pater. If it's the same Rishus Yichayim, but if it's two different Rishus, then your Pater and the Gemara goes into if it's a Chiyav Chantis B'neim, a Carmelis B'neim, or even a Pislam. So if it's two Rishus, your Pater. So Taisus asks the Kasha, in the Gemara in Daf Kavdal in the days, it says if you write one Ois in Tiberia and one Ois in Siperi Yichayim. So you see the two Shurim don't have to be anywhere close to each other. The Gemara says that Mechusa Krev is not a Mechusa Maisadami. So why don't you say the same thing here? You have one Chatzi Gregus to one Rishus, and one Chatzi Gregus to the other Rishus. Why don't you say the same thing? It's Mechusa Krev, Alavka Mechusa Maisadami. So Rebbeinu Tam holds like the Rebbeinu Chananel, that it's not L'Rishus Achatz, it's Me Rishus Achatz. That Kira has to be from one place. The Anocha Taka could be in two different places, Mechusa Krev, Alavka Mechusa Maisadami, but that Kira has to be from one place. What's the chiluk that kira in the hanacha? So the Sfas explains very simply that the hanacha, the reason why in chayiv is because now you can put them back together again. Be'etzim, you need them to be in the same place. You need that kira to be from the same place. You need the hanacha to be to the same place. But there's a yisai that mechusa krev lavka mechusa maisadami. The fact that you could put them together makes a kila together. But that's only if you still could put them together. Mashenk and the Akira, it's too late to put them together. So Mela, you don't have one Eitzah, because it's not coming from the same place. Now, Nachan of Shaz is called the one Eitzah. It's not in the same place, but I can make it in the same place. Just like Vexiva, it's not in the same place, I can make it in the same place. But the Akira, I can't make it in the same place. It's already too late, it already didn't come from the same place. Pasha the Svar, Zeshtein the Svar Semis. Lamaisa Allah Girs is Lurishus Achatz, that's also the Shitas. The Rambam's Girsa. So Taisus says, the Svar Lechalting Sivan Eitzah. And Taisus says, by Ksivi you say, Mechusa Krev Lechus Dais Lam, but Eitzah is not Eitzah, the Maisa Lurishus Achatz. It doesn't explain why. So Avnei Nezer, in Simon Rei Shura Yisvav, he's talking about the Chiddush Levush, about if there's a Ksiva, if there's written writing on a Sefer. And you like to close the sefer, and some want to be matter because anyway, mechusa krev lavka mechusa maisadami, because anyway you could close it. So meila, it's anyway considered written even when you didn't close it. But Avnei Nezer says it's not a good svara because not just mechusa krev, it's missing the whole ksiva. He explains the chiluk is like this: by ksiva the mlach is the ksiva. There's got a tnai, they have to be in the same place, but the maisa they written. So now they have to be in the same place. You can put them in the same place. That's also called they're in the same place. Mashenken Eitzah, the Melacha is the transporting. if the melacha is the transporting, so you can't say, I could put it in the same place. That's a new transporting. That explains very good Rabbah, that the v'chiyat chatas b'nehem, because you're going to have to make another etzah. You still have to do more transporting. That's not called you did transporting. Niglei Tal, he says the same smell Niglei Tal by Ma'amir, in Ayscheh, he says that he holds for Dava Pashit, if you do Ma'amir, Chatzig Regus in one place, the Chatzig Regus in the other place, Avada Yipatu, he says. Avada's not Mitztarif. Because Ma'amir means gathering them together. So, you could go and put them two together, that's a new Ma'amir. So you didn't finish your Ma'amir. Here you finished your Ksiva. They're not together. So good, so you can put them together, but that's not a Ksiva. Hashem, he didn't finish your Eitzah. The Eitzah is the transporting of the item. And a chalami you did from Rishis Yachat to Rishis Rabim. But the Maisi, you need more transporting to get them together. So you don't have it. Zay Gishmak is Svara. But in the old Chedushi Aran, the Chedushi Ram Nichasim Aran, he says a different Knech. Starts the same way. There you have the Ksiva, you're just missing the Kravi Adadi. Now you have Mechus the Krav, Lavka Mechus the Maisa. But here, Issa Itzah L'Italia L'Bereshuyis, V'Reshuyis HaMechalkais. The Issa Itzah is to bring it to Rishis HaRabim. Here, you brought it to two different Rishis HaRabims, that's a difference in the Etzah Malacha. And he says, it's Daima, to eating a Chatzis Ayis Chel Mechaticha Zeh, and another Chatzis Ayis Mechaticha Zu, that they're not totally Zu B'Zu, and it's called Shtei Halomis. Now, I don't know what he means. A Chatzis Ayis Mechaticha Zeh, and the Chatzis Ayis Mechaticha Zu is Avada Mitztarif, except maybe if you hold Tamchuyim Mechalkim, and they're two different Mechuyim, one of them is baked and one of them is roasted. But his mashma is two different Chefsis of Eitzah. Not the Pshat didn't finish the Eitzah, two different Chefsis of Eitzah. So as soon as Sassemis, it was very, very shvei to me, a Suffolk, then he said he has a Suffolk, he would think that just like if Yasi holds the two Chatzis Gregus are Mitztarif and two Rishuyis, so who would then if you make two Eitzahs, one to each Rishus, a Gregus and each Rishus, you'd be Eisho di Chayim Shtei Chatois. So Mitzchila, I thought it was Tamua. The Pshat is an Amit Starev, so you have a Chatzi Shir. But it's not the Pshat, it's two different Malachas of Eitzah, it's a Malach of Eitzah. I mean, you see, if you're not Chayim, I'll told them, Mark Amav, you're not Chayim on Eitzah and Achnasa, even though they're two different places. Perhaps it's Tagar Shtikl Tmiya. But the way the Chnush Iran stells in the Vek, that it vibes like two different Halomais, like a chatzi zayis mechaticha zeh, chatzi mechaticha zeh, it sounds like he's trying to say a pesavart that it's two different etzais and otaka be two different chiyuvim. But pashtus not, pashtus, the whole vart is it can't be mitztarif together. You don't have a gregorus, but to say it's taka two etzais with two chiyuvim, the vice is one malacha veitzah. A dugma ledava, the Gemara says earlier that if you have different etzais that are chaluk and mishireim, so they're not mitztarif together. Like you have Tevin and Otza and Asavim, different animal foods. Well, one's might be Gomel, one's might be Para, one's might be Tle. They're not Mitztarif together because they're not Shavu Bishireim. But to them, if you take out these different Eitzahs, Pelem Echad, Yichayev, Akalachas, Ma'achas, it's Mamish Haitzi, V'chaz, V'haitzi. It's a Shikol Pelvis, V'asem, V'sa Safik. Well, Akapanim, about the Chilik, Ksiva, and Eitzah, the Niglei Tal and Avinezer, that's saying the Svara, he's saying the Svara that if you still have to do the Malacha, then it's not called Mechusa Kreva. The Chedush Iran is saying a different Knech, that the two Rishuyas is like two different Eitzahs.